This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 22nd. God's word to you today is on purpose. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 13, verse 33, and it says, Jesus also used this illustration. The kingdom of God is like the yeast a woman used in making bread. Even though she put only a little yeast in 3 measures of flour, it permeated every part of the dough. God chose Abraham because he knew Abraham will command his house after the Lord. While Lot was living with Abraham, Abraham probably taught and discipled him in the way of the Lord. Abraham approached God in intercession because he expected that Lot would have won souls for God's kingdom. Therefore, there must be 50 in the land that Lot has influenced and are standing for God. God agreed to spare Sodom for 50 righteous. Abraham, perhaps on second thoughts, remembered Lot's stubbornness, pleaded with God for 45. God said, for 45 righteous, he would spare Sodom. Abraham pleaded for 40, for 30, and then for 20, and God agreed to spare Sodom for 20. Why? It is because the kingdom is like yeast. The way the kingdom works is you cannot be righteous all by yourself. Righteousness is contagious. God expects that the people around you will catch it. God also expects that you will be deliberate in influencing your family. Abraham questioned Lot's righteousness. So Abraham again pleaded with God to spare Sodom for 10 righteous, and God agreed. The question is, why did Abraham stop at 10? Why didn't he press for 5 or even 1? It was because Abraham was confident that Lot would at least command his household after the Lord. Abraham was sure of 10 people in Lot's household, not counting Lot's many servants that caused the initial division. The 10 people would be Lot, his wife, their 2 daughters. Each daughter has a husband. The way it was then, when people are betrothed, they are as good as married. So there are 6 people in Lot's household so far, right? Each of the daughters traditionally should have 2 mates, bringing the number to 10. Abraham was confident that there would be 10 people in Lot's house that he could have influenced. Can you see the power in numbers? You cannot say you are living for God and turn a blind eye when your children are doing things outside God or of the Lord, because after a certain age, you can no longer make them do what you want. God expects you to engage your spouse in conversations about God and his ways. Do not get discouraged, because nothing you have tried appears to be working. Sometimes, we do not even want to talk about Jesus anymore. I say to you, by the Spirit of God, get up and do not stay down. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to live each day on purpose, drawing many into the kingdom and helping nations walk uprightly. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.